This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
On this for hours. The sound is good. Of course, sound like this.
Good job.
Thank you. 7 after on the DJV show. Today, excuse me, I'm going to let you ladies do most of the talking for a while. The International Day of Tolerance or for Tolerance. The encouraging of mind, being of present, I think is the right word for it when it comes to human rights, that sort of thing. And I look around at things that are happening in our world today and how things are changing, even though when you can have a decision, you make up your mind to be this way or not. You're kind of either in or you're out when it comes to understanding the differences that you have with other people. For example, about 8 million Australians have said yes to same-sex marriage. Overwhelming support for same-sex marriage in that country. So now I guess they'll legalize it fairly soon. This was a postal survey. They have a very interesting way of voting there. They do a lot of this sort of thing. 61% of more than 12 million Australians voted yes to allow same-sex couples to marry. And there are a lot of people celebrating, as you can imagine, because we aren't the only ones who are dealing with this issue here in our country. This is a human condition. So do you feel, all of you, Jennifer, Victoria, Kara, like you're more... I think it's probably a silly question to answer. If anybody listening to the program for any length of time knows that we're all pretty tolerant. And tolerant doesn't mean looking the other way. It just means understanding that we're not all the same. That's the way I look at it. What about you?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I always try to be, I try to live my life with empathy, and so I always try to put myself into the other person's shoe. When I'm dealing with people in my personal life or even in my work life, what are they going through? What can I do to either make that better, or how do I treat that person because of it? And I think if everybody does it, if we all just consider that we're human beings at the end of the day and that everybody is flawed and no one is perfect, I mean, it really does make your time here on the planet a little bit easier.
Speak for yourself.
So true.
Does it depend on where you live as to what your attitude would be toward this, do you think? Is it a part of our country?
Well,
is it easier to be like this in a city than it is out in the country?
No, I think that you can be this way anywhere, but I do think it depends on, I mean, what's acceptable to you. I mean, believe me, just because I'm empathetic to people doesn't mean if someone comes up to me and says they want to marry their goat, that I'm going to be like, oh, this guy. I mean, there are things that are built into you, whether it's through religion or through cultural norms, that you're still going to... that'll still cause your eyebrows to raise, right? Or to say, oh, maybe something's going on here. But I think you have to just consider that people are all human beings, and that helps you deal with it, even when there's something going on that's not quite right to you.
What's your goat's name?
Joe.
She's going to name him Dudley.
Dudley the goat.
Dudley the goat. Yeah.
All right, so Carrie, you haven't weighed in on this.
Well, I kind of thought it was interesting when you asked if it was, you know, if it depended on where you live. And I guess that kind of seems, but that's like very surface level. I feel like it's more who you are around or how you're raised or something like that, like just the environment that you're in. So it doesn't have to be country versus city, or even like country as in, you know, U.S. versus Iran versus India versus all these different places where people might have different opinions on things. It's just kind of, you know, whether you grow up in a family that is empathetic and accepting of things, or whether you grow up with a family who's had a bad experience with something, or, you know, learn to be a certain way. I don't know. And I think that people have the ability to change, you know, if you meet other people or you realize other people's experiences. I don't know. I think it's exciting, though.
Yeah, I think you can change, and I think that being exposed to other people's experiences is definitely important. But I think at the end of the day, all this stuff that gets sort of mired in political debate and things like that, it's all really easy if you kind of take a 30,000-foot view of it. Human beings all desire the same things.
Yep.
Food, clothing, shelter, love. Yep. I mean, it's pretty simple.
Yep.
And however those forms take, if they wear wacky clothes, in your opinion, or they want to be in a same-sex couple or whatever, it is, if you really just get away from the details and look at everything from a bird's eye view, we all desire the same things.
My father was one of the most intolerant people that you would ever meet. Raised in South Boston as an orphan, South Boston is the home of racist America. Was then, is now. But my children, especially my son, changed him. And my son didn't do it because he was trying to. It just happened that most of his friends, as he grew up, were black. And he would bring them to the house. And they'd talk about sports and stuff that they had in common. And I saw my father change because of his love for my son, but also the exposure to different things than what he grew up around. The blacks that he grew up around were the enemy in South Boston. And so that's how he looked upon black people. And it wasn't, again, till my son started bringing kids home from school who were his friends, and that changed. My father's outlook changed almost 100%. Every once in a while, he'd come out with some beauty, but it was very interesting because my father was in the clothing business, and most of the people in the clothing business are Jewish. And the guy who ran the company that he worked for would say lovingly to him, "You're the only goy we have here." And that helped also, because my father was good at it. He became much more tolerant toward people who are of different faiths. He grew up as a Catholic. Never saw him in church, never saw him pay attention to a priest. But he had just, as a result of exposure, I think, Kara, you made me think about that. It's just what you're exposed to, what you're open to. In a different circumstance, if it had been the kid next door bringing black youngsters home from school, my father wouldn't pay any attention to it. But because his feelings were so strong for my son, and it helped my son a lot in different ways, it was terrific. It was good for both of them. It was very good for both of them. It really was. So, anyway, so we're going to be more tolerant. I thought with regard to the Australian situation, Prime Minister said, voting yes, we voted for fairness, for commitment, for love, and now it's up to us here in the Parliament to get on with it. So this was a non-binding sort of referendum, but there'll be bills that'll bring legalization of same-sex marriage to the forefront, to the center. And that's the kind of stuff you need to move things along. You wonder about other countries and other places in the world that would do this sort of thing. Anyway, good. But that's a good example of the tolerance that we're sort of talking about. United Nations Day for Tolerance goes back to 1996. That was the year after the UN started the Year of Tolerance to observe these sorts of teachings. Is that what it takes? I think teaching is a waste of time in a formal setting. I think the best example you come up with is what my son did. That's a learning. That's a teachable experience, right?
Mm-hmm.
Under the circumstances.
Well, yeah, I think immersion. I mean, just spending time with other people and realizing that people that are different than you aren't aliens makes a difference.
Yeah. I can't. Well, actually, I can rap. Let me have that example of rapping.
Yeah.
But no, there is. There's an example. Kara, there's a.
I've heard it. It's.
That's what?
I wouldn't call that rapping.
What would you call it?
starts with the C.
I can make noise
crapping.
Yeah.
The rapping is crapping?
Yeah, I can make noise come out of my throat, but it's not singing.
No, it wasn't. It was kind of, my throat's a little on the weak side this morning, so we're saved for me creating something that might be, it might be for the ages. You never can tell the way my mind works.
Might be. We should be tolerant, ladies. It's a beautiful
idea. 16 past there. Okay, here's the way for you to take care of things. The little things mean a lot in life. And if you notice your body is changing little by little by little, things that are over here ache more than they used to, and things that are over there hurt a little bit more than they used to, and you're wondering what's happening. Well, it's called the age of maturation. So what I have found in the last two or three weeks, the using of Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 that comes from Purity Products, a name that is known for intelligent nutritional solutions. Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 has all of the omega-3s that you want. CoQ10 is good for energy, and they have krill oil. And krill is a special kind of oil. It combines with fish oil, and in this case, with CoQ10, in this little pill that delivers such fabulous health benefits. It's good for your heart, good for your joints, your brain, muscles, all that stuff. CoQ10 gives you extra energy. And no matter what time of the day it is, we all need a little extra energy, right? My son used to call it energy. It's energy. We need energy. 800. Yeah, we all need it. 800-355-1493 is the number to call for a free bottle of Omega 50 Plus, the krill oil that everybody's talking about. Call now for your free bottle, 800-355-1493. All you're going to do is pay the shipping cost. It's $4, $4.95, I think. And your free bottle comes right to you, 800-355-1493, for a free bottle of this special, this combination of special ingredients that'll give you just a new lease on life, really. 800-355-1493.
Hi, you lost?
Yes! Medicare is such a maze!
United Healthcare can help!
Is that why you're driving this bulldozer?
Hop in! Choosing a plan doesn't have to be complicated. United Healthcare has the people, tools, and plans to get you through it, including the only Medicare plans with the AARP name.
That was easy.
Need to find a Medicare plan? Get help now at UHCMedicare.com. AARP Medicare plans from United Healthcare. United Healthcare pays royalty fees to AARP. AARP is not an insurer.
Welcome to GEICO's Motorcycle Meanderings.
Oh, man, this is great. I sure saved a lot of money by switching to GEICO. I scored some big savings, and now I can use their mobile app 24/7 for all sorts of stuff. Life just makes sense now. What doesn't make sense is if we call bicycles bikes and tricycles trikes, shouldn't we call motorcycles mics? Maybe a bunch of guys named Mike teamed up and put a stop to it.
GEICO Motorcycle. Savings that make sense.
If you could get rewarded for sleeping, would you? What about for sitting on a bench looking out at the ocean? Or for sitting in a comfy chair watching football on TV? Guess what? That third dream job is real thanks to Buffalo Wild Wings. You can come in, watch football, and earn points with blazing rewards just for being there. That's right. You're a professional football fan now. Brag about it to all your friends. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings. Beer. Sports.
Terms and conditions apply. Must be a Blazing Rewards member. To join and for details, visit BlazingRewards.com or download the Blazing Rewards app.
If your weekends are reserved for football, then you ought to be watching the games at B-Dubs, where all fans are there for the same reason, to watch sports. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports, B-Dubs. Interesting. Did you see where that painting of Christ by Leonardo da Vinci sold yesterday for $450 million in an auction?
Amazing.
Crazy.
The most expensive piece of artwork ever sold, either at auction or privately. Salvador Mundi is what the painting was called. Savior of the world. Wow. Good for somebody. That's for sure. Not for Leonardo. Didn't help him any. 21 after the hour.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
You laugh?
Yes! Medicare is such a maze!
United Healthcare can help!
Is that why you're driving this bulldozer?
Hop in! Choosing a plan doesn't have to be complicated. United Healthcare has the people, tools, and plans to get you through it, including the only Medicare plans with the AARP name.
That was easy.
Need to find a Medicare plan? Get help now at UHCMedicare.com. AARP Medicare plans from United Healthcare. United Healthcare pays royalty fees to AARP. AARP is not an insurer.
Staples knows you can't afford to have your business slow down over the holidays. New customers aren't delivered down your chimney. You won't find new accounts in your stocking. No, just because it's the holidays doesn't mean you can stop marketing your company. So promote your business with eye-catching print materials, like presentations, brochures, postcards, and promotional products from Staples. And now save 20% off print and marketing services orders of $50 or more. Sounds like you got at least one thing on your holiday list. Staples. It's pro time. Exclusions apply. Ends 12/2/17.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
About Christmas music, you think of Mariah Carey, which is maybe one of her best claims to fame here, but there's some problem with her Christmas tour, or the opening show of the Christmas tour. She's canceled the first couple of shows. Her tour is called All I Want for Christmas. She announced on Twitter, quote, "Lambs, just in time for the holiday gift-giving season. Seems I've received a present of my own, a lovely upper respiratory infection after last week's flu. Bleak." Sounds like me. I have an infection for sure, but I don't have the flu. I feel fine, actually. You know, I don't sound...
You don't sound it.
I actually think you sound kind of hot with that.
Really?
I feel like you need to do like an R&B countdown or something.
We used to tease the news guys because they do everything they could to make their voices sound lower, and they gargle with all kinds of things and
scotch.
And yeah, and they drink scotch while they're on the air and smoke cool cigarettes, and it's like you gargle with
razor blades.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Yeah. All right. So anyway, she's supposed to start in Windsor, Ontario, on Friday. Her website shows her tour starting November 27th at the Beacon Theater in New York, and it runs through December 22nd at the Coliseum in Las Vegas. She says, "There's nothing more I love than celebrating the holidays with my festive Christmas show." Does she have a new song?
Yes, she does.
Kind of a slow ballad.
Yeah, it's this one. It's From the Star, which is that new Christmas movie coming out this year.
Baby, Please Come Home?
The Star.
Oh, The Star is what it's called?
Uh-huh.
Okay. That's what this is.
Uh-huh.
I just heard you say that, Karen. How about that?
It's amazing how that works.
Replay.
Oh, God. Communication? Fabulous. Yeah. She's, that song sure did her a lot of good. After she gets just sort of get a general attitude adjustment, she'd be all right. All right. What else is happening musically? Carrie Underwood, Under the Knife, took a fall outside of her home on Friday of last week, causing her to break her wrist and miss the Country Rising benefit concert on Sunday, which was for the victims of the Vegas shooting. Initially, it was reported that she would need to get some rest. Now it turns out she had to undergo surgery. She issued a statement saying, quote, I just wanted to let everybody know I'm doing fine. Had surgery on my wrist yesterday and all went well, even though I'll be setting off airport metal detectors from now on. Interesting how that happens. I've gone through a lot of metal detectors the last couple of weeks, and how people now just say, I was with a guy who said I had a hip replacement when he went through the metal detector, and they pat him down, but it's usually pretty fast now. So, anyway, Carrie Underwood, has she got a lot of Christmas music? How much Christmas music does she have in her routine?
I don't know of any of her Christmas music, right?
I feel like she has a song or two, but I don't think she has any major album or anything like that.
Hmm. I'm surprised that, I guess, when you have metal put into a broken bone, that's a pretty serious thing, right? I mean, I've luckily never broken a bone, but yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
You shattered it, yeah.
And the end of my left hand, the pinky finger cut off. I was carrying groceries up the stairs when Megan was a little baby, and I had Tony had a bag of groceries, and Megan, and she began to slip. So I just threw the groceries down, and in it was a bottle of something. The bottle broke and just sliced the end of my finger off. So I had, I remember the nuns who were the nurses at St. Mary's in Palm Beach. It was like a regular drill that you get on your workbench. Drilled in there and stuck something in. The nuns did that. The nuns were the nurses.
Wow. Because you married one of their own.
That's also true. You know.
Drill them, ladies.
Yeah, damn. 28 after the hour.
Wash the dishes. This is emotional management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. In Zen, they say that there are two ways to wash dishes. The first is to wash dishes in order to have clean dishes. The second is to wash dishes in order to wash the dishes. The difference lies in focus. The first approach has a person doing something while thinking of some future time. The second has the person fully present in the moment. Having goals is wonderful, and they can certainly be helpful for us. But being present right now is a gift beyond any goal. Whatever you're doing today, in fact, whatever you're doing right now, be fully present. To learn how to wash the dishes in your own life, visit drchristianconti.com and be sure to like us on Facebook.
I'm back. That little voice inside your head. We both know going to Office Depot Office Max for 50% off print services is super smart. And your biz could use an Epson printer for $70 off. Now $79.99. Plus 50% off signs and banners? Oh, you deserve this. So let's go. Office Depot Office Max.
Taking care of business.
Offers end 11/18. Limit 1. Get 50% off coupon in-store or visit officedepot.com/save.
Geico presents unhelpful home improvement how-tos.
Overhanging trees present a real danger. During high winds, falling branches can damage roofs and windows. So today, I'll show you how to protect your home by wrapping it in bubble packaging. All you need is a staple gun and 142,000 feet of bubble packaging. Let's get started.
You could try to protect your home with bubble packaging, or you could get covered for personal property damage through the Geico Insurance Agency.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and Wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Now 34 at the hour, cool, calm, and collected. Plus that sexy voice, Jennifer and Victoria and Kara. I like talking to you like this. This is really a lot of fun.
You sound like the Crypt Keeper.
I was going to say, is that sexy?
Yeah.
You know what I missed? I wasn't here on Halloween and never did, speaking of Crypt Kickers, Monster Mash.
Crypt Kickers?
Okay. Crypt Kickers.
I'm a Crypt Kicker.
Yeah.
Yeah. His old song, I'm a Girl Watcher, I'm a Crypt Kicker. All right, so... I don't know if I sound.
I'm
Jewish.
A crypt keeper.
Yeah. Yeah. No, but if you have, did you play on Halloween the Monster Mash?
No, absolutely not. No,
you didn't.
No.
I don't remember. No, I don't think so.
No,
really?
That's no. All in fact, we
talked to our producer.
Yeah, this is all Kara's fault. We got an email from our general manager here, Bob Kay, said this is the first year. Oh gosh, I think you're making me sick now. This is the first year in DJV show history that we have not played the Monster Mash, and so he couldn't even remember the last time that this went uncelebrated.
Yeah, it was the first anniversary of it, I think.
Really? All right. The weather is something a lot of people are talking about, because getting cold in the Northeast, it gets cold and it gets warm. And what the problem here, Jennifer, is La Nina. Right. Last year we had an El Nino. This year it's La Nina, even though it's weak. It may sway our winter. It's the cooler sibling of El Nino.
Yeah, but I think that the problem with La Nina is that it just brings cold weather and not a lot of rain. El Nino is, like, great because you get a lot of rain, you get a lot of water, things get refreshed. So that's a bummer.
Yeah. One of the main drivers of weather starting now and through the rest of the fall and winter, actually even into early spring, so is the nippier forecast that we are seeing now going to be what holds through the winter? And that's not necessarily so, apparently. I guess it depends on who you talk to. There's the typical La Nina that brings cold and snow to the northwest and dry conditions to most of the southern part of our country, as you have suggested, Jennifer. Here in New England, where I am, in the upper Midwest also, New York State, colder than average temperatures would be the circumstance. I still have a lot of work to do on the farm in the next month or so. I don't want things getting in the way. I was going to go out and work yesterday, and it was cold. I don't like going outside. If it's sunny, it's okay, and there's no wind. It can be kind of refreshing. But anyway, the Climate Prediction Center at the government says this year's La Nina, which means, if you're a Spanish person, little girl, small girl, is on the weak side, but it will continue, and it will have some consequence. So the weather, I think, probably, if we were to look at it, if you believe these people, it won't be a big snow year. It won't be a really cold year. It'll be almost what would be considered a quote-unquote normal winter, whatever the heck that is. I don't know. Do we have any understanding what normal, because we've been back and forth. Remember the winter 3 years ago with all that snow? Oh, man, that was a mess and a half. So, but this year, according to the forecasters anyway, will be as close to normal as we have had. So what does that mean in terms of where you are, Jennifer? Rain, California weather, late January, February, early March is really kind of rainy.
Yeah, I'd love it to rain. We had a huge rain year last year, and I would love to have one again. But La Nina typically tends to be drier. It's been cooler. I mean, today it's going to be in the 70s, so, you know, no big deal.
By the end of, when you get into September and October, it'll be really hot.
Today.
Yeah, but I mean, the last couple of weeks has been it's been cold for us. Only getting up into the 60s during the day, and it gets down into the 40s or 50s at night. Which for California, that's when we strap on our UGG boots and bring out the heavy blankets,
the parkas.
Yeah. Cool. Well, so what'd you say about weather in New York today?
I would kill for 70s today.
Yeah, it would be nice.
I just need to live in California, 50s. I think,
for a while.
We're ready for you. We have lots of room. Well, we don't have a lot of room, but we have some room.
Yeah. Certainly have as much room.
Can
as
I be part of that sanctuary state?
Yeah.
By all means, you can have my spot.
Yeah. And that. All right. So the whole discussion of the weather and the winds that go with the weather bring me around to realizing what we ought to be so thankful for here. I think yesterday, the day before, we were talking about pollution and how it's affecting. We're the second or third biggest polluter still because of coal, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So I nosed around a little bit just to find out, in relative terms, where they're worse off. New Delhi, India. Pollution so bad this week, United Airlines said, we're not flying into New Delhi anymore until you clean up the air.
Wow.
They fly into this grimy cloud of pollution that you can't see anything, and they don't want...
Does that muck up an airplane?
Well, it's good for the stuff, the components of it, not good for the engine. The jet engines are very sophisticated, and they have lots of ball-bearing movements in them, and those fans are very particular. So you suck that stuff into one of those engines, and it isn't going to do it any good. That's for sure. But the people over there are wearing masks. It's that bad. Schools are closed. This toxic air mass has been in there. In New Delhi is like Los Angeles. It's in a basin. So remember what it used to be like in L.A., Jennifer? I remember when I first started going in the 90s, you could see the five layers of smog and crap in the air as you landed at LAX.
I know I've told you this, but we used to have smog days sometimes at school. Like, you know, some people have snow days. We would have to stay indoors, and recess would be inside for days that were really bad.
So here's how they're going to deal with it. They're going to blast water from fire trucks and water cannons to try to help wash away the haze in the air.
Sure.
I think that's going to
work.
Why
not? Use a magic, Mr. Clean magic eraser.
Well, but unless they deal with what they're burning, they have these cars and the old trucks and things, motorbikes all over the place. They have they don't use technology. The emissions have never, nobody's paid any attention to emissions over there. So these noxious clouds from, there's a lot of trash burning there. They don't, it's not like they burn it for power. They just burn everything outside behind their house. And so if you're a traveler and you have plans to go over there, I wouldn't go. If you have any kind of respiratory issues at all, I know that not many of us have respiratory issues, but just in case. Where'd you start to say, Karen?
It's me. It's the other one. It's Victoria.
Yes, thank you.
A friend of mine is a climate scientist, and he had to go to Cuba to do some work, I guess it was about maybe a year ago. And he said, thank God Cuba is as small as it is, because if Cuba was the size of India or China, no one else would hold a candle to the level of smog and pollution. And if you think about it, all those old cars that everybody loves to look at, you know, from the 50s that people in Cuba drive, none of those car parts are American parts because they haven't been able to get anything from America. So they've got these bootleg Russian car parts that are just creating so much pollution. And he said he was amazed at how many people on days you just couldn't see anything. It was like being in the basin that you were just describing. And he said it was unbelievable how many people have a constant cough who've never smoked.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's really, really bad.
Oh, COPD over there. In the case of Cuba has mountainous regions. I was thinking about some of the other Caribbean islands that if they have the same conditions, but without mountains, the air just gets swept off. So it just goes out and dissipates in the ocean. But in Cuba, there's a lot of mountainous regions. So it catches the stuff and it keeps it. And really, yeah, you're right. The health of the people down there, they don't have great health anyway. And they haven't paid a lot of attention to health. The average lifespan in Cuba is like 59 or something. So it could be because of this sort of thing. All right. Do we do the sports now, or shall we wait a moment and let me sell some pillows? And then you can do the boys. It's interesting what's going on
about pillows.
UCLA players, the ones that went to China. What a bunch of morons. All right, get that update in a moment. My Pillow with a holiday offer hard to beat. This is the best offer they've ever had. You buy one and you get one free. So if you're not resting well, if you toss and turn at night, you'd like to have couple of these babies to wrap yourself around, or you want to share them. See, I think in the circles in which I travel, there are people who like to really get extravagant. And so instead of buying one, no, let's buy four. And then we get eight pillows, and we can give them to this person or that person. And it is a great, it's a very good Christmas present. It's kind of fun to open up. You can have a pillow fight on Christmas morning. How's that for an idea? Everybody,
look at you.
Who's into that? Raise your hands, please. All right.
Every man has now raised their hand.
Pillowify. This is a pillow that will change your life. And the good thing about Mike Lindell, who has created this, he invented the pillow. If you go to the website, mypillow.com, use the promo code DJB, not only can you get this special offer, buy one, get one free, but you can get a discount on all kinds of other things that you buy, because they have lots of stuff there. You can look around and see. They even have financing. If you buy things that cost more than $150, they'll help you with a financing package. So you might buy four or five or six or ten of those pillows and then may not want to pay for all of them at once. And so, man, talk about being cooperative, being easy to deal with. Just in time for the holidays, one premium MyPillow. Get the second one as a gift. It's free. MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. One you pay for, one you get free. One to get older, two to get, what's that old expression? One
for the money.
Two for the road.
Two for the show.
Get yourself ready.
Three to get ready.
Yeah.
Go Cat Go.
Yes. To MyPillow.com, promo code DJV.
Give joy, get joy this weekend at Kohl's Friends and Family Sale. Be ready for Thanksgiving and get an extra 20% off. With an extra 20% off, cook the ultimate feast with the Food Network Dutch Oven or Roaster for $31.99. Throw pillows for a festive home or $14.39. And plush Sonoma Goods for Life towels for all your guests are just $7.19. This weekend at Kohl's Friends and Family Sale. Give joy, get joy at Kohl's. Select styles. 20% offer valid November 17th to 19th with promo code SFAMILY20. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
This report is brought to you by the National Hospice and Palliative Care Organization. November is National Hospice and Palliative Care Month. This year marks the 35th anniversary of the Medicare Hospice Benefit, which has brought high-quality, patient-centered care to millions of Americans. The National Hospice and Palliative Care Organization is working to help people understand that hospice increases quality of life when a cure is not possible, and that it allows patients to spend their final months at home with support for family caregivers. Hospice care is widely covered by both Medicare and most private insurance plans. Ido Bannick, NHPCO President and CEO.
One of the biggest misconceptions about hospice is that it's only brink-of-death care, which is simply not true. There's no reason to fear hospice. It's meant to provide comfort during the final months of life, not just the final hours, and allows patients to make their end-of-life journey at home, surrounded by their loved ones, where they want to be.
To learn more about hospice, see videos of hospice in action, or find a provider in your community, visit momentsoflife.org.
All right, 47 after the hour here, DJD Show. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. Let's get to the bottom of how stupid these kids were from UCLA. The fact that they were suspended, yada, yada, yada. Jennifer, what's going on there?
All right, so yesterday, the luckiest people, like, on the planet, these three guys, D'Angelo Ball, Cody Riley, and Jalen Hill, returned home from China, and they gave a press conference at UCLA where they publicly apologized for shoplifting during their team trip to China. All three of them read statements. They all acknowledged their role in what turned into an international incident. UCLA basketball coach Steve Alford announced that all three had been suspended indefinitely after that. But you know what's going to happen. As soon as this dies down, they're going to let them play basketball again.
Yeah.
And he said they'll have to earn their way back to the team. Riley, in his statement, said he was embarrassed and ashamed for disappointing my family, my teammates, my coaches, and the entire UCLA community. He said he took full responsibility for the mistake that had been made by shoplifting, and that his actions went beyond me letting my school down. He said he also let his country down. He thanked the president. He said to President Trump of the United States government, thank you for taking the time to intervene on our behalf. We really appreciate you helping us out. Ball apologized to his family, his teammates, saying he made a mistake and learned a lesson. He started things off by saying, I'd like to start off by saying sorry for stealing from the stores in China. I'm a young man, but it's not an excuse for making a really stupid decision. All three of them did this. I watched it. They seem sincere. I think they have the bejesus scared out of them.
Yeah.
But they are so lucky that they did this when President Trump was over there. Because if the American president hadn't been there, these guys would have gone to jail for 10 years in China. And I thought it was just stealing designer sunglasses, but apparently they shoplifted from three different stores, these geniuses. I don't know. And the fact that UCLA is just saying they'll suspend them, tough love might be kicking them out of school and letting them rebuild a little bit. Yeah, yeah. It's just ridiculous.
If they were just three regular non-student athletes, there's no way that they would have, they'd be kicked out of school immediately. They caused an international incident that embarrassed the school and potentially, you know, threatened their own freedom. I mean, it's ridiculous that they're just suspended. And you're right, Jen, they're going to be back soon. It's I think this is total BS.
Kiss their butts goodbye. That should have been.
Well, unfortunately, that's not how it went. Yeah.
No. Well, we can think, we can wish, we can hope there, Victoria. The world is full of hope. 10 minutes before the hour.
Message and data rates may apply.
Sick of hair loss, thinning hair?
Bald spots? Ever thought about hair restoration? It's a life-changing decision. Thankfully, the first step is incredibly easy and absolutely free because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals just how easy and affordable their permanent solution to hair loss really is. Get yours by texting EASY44 to 85850. You'll see for free just how great your hair could look. Plus, we'll also give you a free gift card when you text EASY44 to 85850. Join the men and women all over the country who have come to Bosley, the world's most experienced hair restoration expert, for their permanent solution to hair loss. If you've ever thought about getting your hair back, don't miss this incredible offer. We're giving away an invaluable information kit absolutely free, plus a gift card for $250 off to everyone who texts EASY44 to 85850. That's EASY44 to 85850.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
It's now 53 after the hour. Time for a check of what's going on in the world of technology. Tech Talk time here on the DJV show, brought to you by the folks who are technically astute. This is a way for you to break up that old gang of yours that used to go running around the house at the end of the day. Shut off all the lights. Turn off the TVs. Set the temperature on the thermostat to someplace. This will take you, what, 5-10 minutes to go around the house? Now you don't have to do any of that anymore because of Vivint smart home technology. The systems, which are outlined wonderfully well, actually. The smart home control is explained very well. If you go to the DJVShow.com website, DJVShow.com, and at the bottom of the page you'll see a, you just click on the Vivint, V-I-V-I-N-T, smart home banner that's there, and it gives you all the information about the free installation, activation fees, which actually don't exist, how you can do all the things I was just talking about with your iPhone or whatever your smart device is, setting the temperature, door locks, all kinds of stuff. And there are various other things that can be applied to your system that don't cost any money. So a lot of these things have been written up in some great newspapers and magazines because the technology is so avant-garde and the system is so complete. Your entire house, unprecedented control of your entire house, says one writer. Monitoring around the clock, the cameras, the locks. It's just kind of a cool thing when you realize the state of technology. The doorbell camera, which is kind of cool. Have you seen one of those, Victoria? I mean, you push the button, and it looks like a regular doorbell, but right there is a little eye. So people who are at the front door can be identified. You see who's at your front door from anywhere. So take their advice. Take my advice. Learn more. Customize your own home. Call 855-718-6167. 855-718-6167. Get a technologically friendly home with the Vivint Smart Home technology. 855-718-6167. Doesn't cost anything to just go check everything out and see what you're missing. And then I think you're going to be, your interest will be piqued. I'm sure it will be. 855-718-6167. All right, so we have a new wand available.
No, it's a new game.
That's a game? Like
yes,
Pokemon?
Wands at the ready. Yep, that's a Harry Potter saying. And it's a new Harry Potter Pokemon Go game. Of course, Pokemon Go dominated the summer of 2016, as we all remember. Everybody was trespassing. You, Doug, even had people on your farm looking for different characters in the game. So the game's creators, Niantic Labs, are now following up with that breakout app with something a little more magical. It'll be for Potterheads this time. In 2018, Potterheads will get the chance to live out their wizard fantasies, and they'll have their augmented reality with the Harry Potter themed game. It's set to be called Harry Potter Wizards Unite, and the game is, of course, a collaboration between Warner Brothers and the company that's making it. It's very similar to Pokemon Go. They encourage people to get outside and explore the world around them, which was a good thing, except a lot of people were kind of staring at their phone the whole time and not really looking at traffic and things like that. So hopefully that won't happen again. Yeah. But they say the only thing right now that isn't involved in it is Quidditch, which is the flying broomstick game that was so prevalent in the Harry Potter series. It's the only thing right now they have not worked into the game. But you'll be able to cast spells, and you'll be able to go on hunts for mysterious relics and run into memorable characters from the Harry Potter series. So you can definitely look to see this as dominating 2018. So this is, makes for a good Christmas gift, and just, you know, beware, because Potterheads will be taking over next year.
I saw that Zuckerberg, talking about Facebook, is going to sort of drop into some 30 or 40 cities across the country to help small businesses and nonprofits and entrepreneurs, job seekers, beef up their digital and social media skills. Going to make an announcement. He was in a round table with small business owners as he's toured around the country this past week or so, Victoria. And he said that Facebook will spend tens of millions of dollars on a new program called Facebook Community Boost, an expansion of their smaller program that has taught 60,000 small business people how to use Facebook. This guy's very smart. He doesn't, you know, it started to slide, and now he's come up with all kinds of other. Is he as smart as Steve Jobs? You think Zuckerberg is as smart as Steve Jobs when it came to seeing the trends and jumping on them or fixing the problem before it actually takes them down?
I mean, I don't know. I Steve Jobs, I mean, to me, will always be a visionary, and he was an inventor, and so Zuckerberg's not that.
Not that smart.
I'm not saying he's not smart. He's just not what Steve Jobs
not
was.
Not as smart, yeah. It's a different kind of smart.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.